And now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. South of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. Under the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. Under your husband, 1-800-449-8688. Russia, 1-800-449-8686. Laplanders, 1-800-449-8686. And the oppressed Irish minority in Mexico, 1-800-449-8686. And now, Art Bell.
Thank you, Ross Mitchell, and a very good morning to all of you. We are in it. We are right in what we like to call... We are in the stream, my friends. My friends, you know I wrote a book not too long ago called The Quickening. And in it, I feel as if we are coming close to a resolution of so many of these loose ends that the universe has to offer. And tonight, General Johnson Jameson will join us. He is high in the Rockies. He, as you know, and if you check my website, www.ohmysweetchrist.com, you'll see the photographs that General Jameson has been faxing back to us from Base Camp Alpha, Neutrogena 3, high in the Rockies. Tonight, we will talk with General Johnson Jameson. But first, this from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, we have got a wonderful way for you to stay healthy and happy and well-fed even after the world ends. When there's no food, when there's no shelter, you can be assured of a marvelous recipe using deer turds. That's right. Ask about our raccoon, squirrel, possum, and jackrabbit turd recipes as well. This is a phenomenal and wonderful way to keep your family fed, going out into the woods, picking up mule crap, and making a souffle or a wonderful walnut meatloaf out of it. It's all new from Peenemann Enterprises. All right, now I'm going to get General Johnson Jameson on the line. If the line breaks up, General Jameson, I certainly want you to stay on the, to hang up and we'll call you back. Do you understand that?
I understand you, Art, yes.
All right. Tell us what you're doing.
We are right now very close, Art, to tracking, capturing, and executing Jack Frost. And
now, this is Jack Frost, the one that has been nipping at our noses.
He nipped at my nose. When I first learned of Jack Frost, he had nipped at my nose. And I got angry. But then I decided, no, I'm going to get even. I lost 3 toes to frostbite. That was an invasion of my life, and I told myself and I told my wife and I told strangers in coffee shops, and I would sit in Pershing Square and shout at people, I'm going to get Jack Frost if it's the last thing I do.
Now, you went away for a while, didn't you?
Well, the U.S. government didn't want me to do it. The federal government, the CIA, they all knew that I was on to Jack Frost, and so they put me away, called me crazy, and as you know, Art.
Yes.
The same thing was done in the Soviet Union. When someone disagreed with the government, they put them...
In a mental institution.
In a mental institution. That's right, Art. And so...
You know, it's horrible, General Jameson, that in this country we do the same thing. That you were put away in a padded cell simply because you wanted to uncover the truth about the Sandman.
That's right. So I'm going to... Now, we are tracking him...
Now, before we find out what you're doing, I want to know, you're in the Rockies.
That is correct.
And Jack Frost lives there?
That was the last sighting of Jack Frost. I don't know where he lives. I don't even know if he lives in a house. But we do.
What does he look like?
I don't know what he looks like. He's got a pointed nose and it's red. What do you...
Well, I want to know, and...
What does he look like?
Well, how will you know him?
Well, I'll know him because he'll be running through the snow with a scarf on and a tall red hat and just going, you know, and running away. Now,
tell me about the frostbite. You directly...
Well, I know he did that. He did it, and I know a guy who lost both of them.
To frostbite.
You bet. Can you imagine the sick bastard that this guy's got to be? So we are high in the Rockies right now, and we are tracking. We're leaving base camp now.
All right, we are with General Johnson Jameson. He is tracking Jack Frost. Jack Frost, who was nipping at our nose, and also he was on our pumpkin for a while, wasn't he?
Frost was on the pumpkin, and I thought that to be disgusting, perverted, but only because I have a filthy mind. It probably doesn't mean anything.
All right. We are tracking now. When you see him, I want, and people can go to my website, www.artwhatswrongwithyou.com, and you can see the video of, I can see it right now, okay?
That is the helmet cam that I have. And
now, who are you with?
I'm with myself, and I have my assistant, Fritz, and that's it, because everyone else left. They just, they don't have the guts.
They left.
We had 20 men, and when I finally told them, gentlemen, you probably wonder why I've gathered you here. We were having coffee and food around the campfire. We're going to look for Jack Frost. Well, they all laughed, of course. They thought it was an impossible thing. And the next morning, all their trucks were gone.
I understand.
All right, now, Fritz is out ahead of me. Are you out there, Fritz?
Yes, Master.
All right. Fritz is out there.
Now, tell us what you see.
All right, I see him now. I see him. Fritz, go on there. All right.
We've heard gunshots.
All right. We're running now, Art. We're running after him.
I'm hearing the gunshots.
That's right. Get him.
That's right.
Get him! God damn it. Drop, will you? Drop! What do you got? Hold on, Art. All right, we're taking some shots. All right, Fritz, that's good. That's good, okay? That's enough. All right, that's enough, Fritz. That's all we need, all right? What are you killing over there, anyway? Do you see him? Do you see him or not?
No, I don't.
Well, then what are you shooting at? Quit shooting!
All right, now,
All right, let's see what we got, Art, because I know I hit something.
And if you've just joined us here on the Art Bell Coast to Coast Show, we are tracking Jack Frost with General Johnson Jameson.
Okay, that's what I thought. Fritz, go to the car and get a bag. Bob Nathan was one of the guys who was up last night. It looks like we dropped him, Art.
Had he not left base camp?
No, he had not left, so we dropped Nathan. And I saw the blood tracks, but I knew we hadn't hit Jack Frost because he doesn't have blood, you see. So.
All right, so you're telling me you shot one of the men who came up there to help you?
Well, until he realized we were tracking Jack Frost, and then he left. But apparently, his car, here's his truck, here, Fritz. His truck was stuck. What are you shooting at now? I'm not hungry. I don't care if you saw a deer. Just get him in the bag. We're going to get Bob in the bag now, and I'll have to call his wife. But
you're still looking for Jack Frost, and many, many thanks to you, General Jameson, for an excellent, excellent pursuit. And I know that the CIA and the federal government, you are, you're really going to drive them crazy.
Oh, that's why I'm here, Art, to drive the federal government crazy until they realize, until they come to their senses, until they put their feet on the ground, open their eyes, and realize that we are threatened from all sides. The Sandman, Jack Frost, and the Tooth Fairy.
Will you put it away?
Oh, yeah, I didn't see the Tooth Fairy. When I said Tooth Fairy, he shot because he thought, oh, Jesus, the Tooth Fairy. So anyway, Art, thank you for having me on your show. I got to get the gun out of his hand.
All right. I thank you, General Jameson. What are you doing?
I'm running after Fritz. He won't give me the gun. Give me that freaking gun.
All right, that's,
Give me the gun!
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell. Don't call 1-800. Whatever the hell the number is, I forget.